Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Move Fast, Lift Heavy podcast. This is co-host Joe Roscoe. Thanks again for tuning in. If you haven't yet, please just hop on over to rate the podcast. Just give one little love tap there on your star review rating. That really helps with getting the word spread. While you're at it, if you want to leave a comment about it, we'd really appreciate it. The more love we get from you, the better the guest that we can get. And while we've had some awesome guests on the podcast so far, and we're hoping to continue to do so. If you haven't tried out Train with CH yet, go to mflhtrain.com and you can try out Christian's program, Train with CH, at a discounted rate, a special discount during the holiday season. In addition to the discount, you'll also get 4 weeks free of his abs challenge that he put together. If you like the gear that you see on our Instagram at MoveFastLiftHeavy, head on over to mflhgear.com and get you some. All right, enjoy the episode. Later.
And welcome back to the Move Fast Lift Heavy Invitational. And I am sitting with two of my favorite people, and this is the first time I've ever been able to interview a couple. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Nicole Rogo.
Yes, what's up?
And my guy, Brenton.
Hey.
What's good, brother?
I mean, I was brought here to talk into a mic, so might as well be your mic,
listen,
right?
I said, you know what? I wanted to change it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to flip the script a little bit, man. And you know, you and I are close, so
for sure.
It's a great thing to sit down and have a conversation with good people, but more than good people, good friends.
Yeah. Amen.
So I just want to say thank you for sitting down and having this conversation with me.
Hey, while we're here, though, I appreciate you sending my daughter a gift, man.
Hey, man, yeah. Listen, dude. You know what they call me? Uncle Jumpman,
yeah.
Bro.
One of her favorite gifts, too.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Listen, my niece loves the same thing, so yeah. I said, I figure why not, you know, extend the love.
That's perfect.
So let me start with Nicole.
Yes.
Long Island native.
Staten Island.
Oh, Staten Island. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Hofstra Hooper, though.
Hofstra Hooper.
I always miss it. Listen, Staten Island.
Staten Island, Long Island, same thing, right?
Same thing. It's an island that New York doesn't really claim, but we, you know, it's part of it. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about your upbringing, right? I know you're a basketball player. How'd you get into basketball? Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I grew up in Staten Island, New York. You know, New York City, basketball is kind of like one of the things we do. How I originally got into it was straight up, like, I went to a small private school, and my really good friend's dad was coaching, and they needed more girls. I was like 7 or 8 years old, and he was like, come play basketball. So I did that. And at 8 years old, I was very good already. Like, you know, we could tell that I was very good, and I liked it. I like things I'm good at. And so no one ever kind of had to push me to
just
basketball.
Something you took a liking
yeah,
to.
Like, I realized I was good. I was always kind of the best one on the court from that young even, and I liked that. So that made me hungry always, and I always wanted to play. And the high school that my school was attached to, I wanted to play high school basketball there.
Okay.
I was playing AAU for like a local Staten Island team, and the point guard on our high school team was from Brooklyn, and I wanted to go play AAU in Brooklyn because I just knew, you know, that was where the better basketball was.
Absolutely.
And so my parents
not on Staten Island.
No, not on Staten Island. And we're very close to the bridge. We're very close to Brooklyn.
Yes.
So my parents were like, okay, well, you go figure it out. And like, if you really want to do this, you go figure out where you want to play and come back to us and we'll make it happen. So I went over, I was probably sixth grade. I went over to the point guard of the high school basketball team after the game one day, and I was like, hey, where do you play AAU basketball? I want to play there. And she was like, okay, it was the Brooklyn Lady Hornets. That's where I played AAU. I played AAU in Brooklyn, and then that led to me playing for the Liberty Bells in Queens in college. In high school, and I actually played with Christine Best on the Liberty Bells there. So AAU teammates. And then from there, the Liberty Bells were like Shamiqua Holzclaw had been through there, Sue Bird had been through there. That was just a breeding ground for if you want to play college ball, that's who you played for. Then I went on to play college ball. So.
Oh man, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Now I got my boy Brenton here, right? And so Brenton is a football guy. But I want to shed some light on something because you guys went viral, with the video. And let me tell you, that's one of the highlights of my year was that video because, like, I know how well you can hoop, right? But it, you know, the simple fact that the word let was used created this hoopla. Next thing you know, I'm scrolling down my timeline.
Crazy.
And this thing just blew up. I mean, SportsCenter was on. It was, you know, it was legit, man. Like, let's talk about how you guys met, okay? And how did Brenton shoot his shot? I need to hear this, bro.
She's the shooter, though. She's the one that shot her shot now. Don't get it twisted now. No, we met through the fitness space. You know, I've been MCing for a long time, and I was always familiar with Nicole as an athlete, so I'd always seen her around from a distance. We had some mutual friends, and they kind of helped that connection. But don't let her lie. She was the one that shot the shot now.
Okay. Hey, shoot or shoot. You know what they say.
Right?
Shoot or shoot. So, and since then, you guys have created a beautiful life. You have two lovely daughters. Yeah. God bless them. You know, Uncle Jumpman had to send some gifts over. Yeah. You know how that goes. Can we just shed some light on how tough is it being an athlete and a mom?
Yeah. I feel like I've created, and this is what I tend to do for myself, right? And this is what I've always done, is I create a way for myself in the space I need.
Yes.
And so, like, you know, now I coach pregnancy and postpartum as my specialty with training and nutrition and all of that. And one day that might change, but that's the space I needed to create around me when I was here. Because it's that hard. It's really hard. And when I got pregnant with Rain, she was unexpected. You know, we weren't not trying, but we weren't planning on having a child. I was in the middle of, like, we had just opened a gym. I was in the middle of, like, coming back and competing and training. I was training for nationals when I found out, and we were on our way to Wadapalooza to compete there when I found out. Like, it kind of just put a hard stop on things, and it was what I wanted more than anything, was to become a mom. But it was kind of like, I had to redirect everything right away. And I think, I wouldn't say that I struggled with it with Rain. I was just, there isn't much help. There isn't a blueprint. We were just, Easy was just talking about this earlier with us. Yeah. Like, there's almost this, like, polar opposite thing in the world of, you know, female athletes that get pregnant, where it's like, either you stop everything and do nothing and your life's over, yes, or, like, you dangerously push yourself to a point of, I'm invincible and I've always been an athlete, so I can just continue to do almost this stupidity through, you know, motherhood or through pregnancy and early postpartum. And really the correct spot is right in the middle, and that's where the most successful athletes are, right, in any sport, female athletes. And just really navigating that middle ground and trying to educate more women and, like, setting a better example in that middle ground, yep, is kind of like what I've dedicated my time in the fitness space to now. And I feel like it's the healthiest for me because it keeps me where I need to be.
Yeah.
And it also helps, like, spread a better message, you know?
So, I love it, man. Yeah. You're an inspiration to a lot of women. I will tell you that. And my boy Brenton, man, girl dad.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the Mamba's mantra, as I like to say. How is it being a girl dad, and what are you doing to, like, you know, empower your daughters?
Yeah, for sure. So I think, building off even what she was talking about, you know, I think Nicole's always had an awesome platform, and as husbands, I believe we're called to support our wives no matter what that looks like, right?
Amen.
So we've both been able to adapt in our different spaces, and so for me, it's been supporting her in a little bit of content creation, so helping her continue to educate those women she was talking about. But in that, I'm able to show my daughters, you know, that there's a man in their life that can highlight that woman, you know what I'm saying?
Powerful.
And so you know, one of the things that Nicole had mentioned not too long ago on social was that she likes the videos I make because it gives people an opportunity to see her the way I see her, which is just going to continue with my daughters, right? So as my daughters continue to grow and they begin to build personalities and things like that, I'm going to be able to show the world what I see and not necessarily what they see.
Yeah.
And sure. I think that's a really powerful tool, you know, to show that they're loved, that their personalities are awesome to be around, and they're really, you know, continuing to push me and Nicole together, but then also being able to push me as a dad as well.
Oh man, I love to hear that. So I noticed you got some heat on your feet there, Nicole.
Yeah.
Top three J's, I gotta ask this. I've been always wanting to ask this question.
I know.
Right? If you had only three J's to choose from,
okay,
what three are we rocking with?
I'm a big sevens.
I know.
No guy ever likes that. But I have little feet. I only wear a seven in men, so
okay.
I have, like, little kid feet, right? Like, I technically wear a kid size. And so I feel like sevens on a female look, they're a little more dainty. So
yeah, because they're a lot more sleeker.
Right.
I get it.
So you're not going to like my top three. But
I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just
my Olympic sevens are for sure my number one. I think they go with a lot. They're iconic.
Okay.
They're very good there. Yesterday I wore the Barcelona days. So
ooh.
I have Barcelona days and nights, and I wear them both very much. I wore the days yesterday. I don't know that they would be in my top three, but the Bred 11s are I mean, oh, yes. Yeah, they are always on my top five for sure. Let's see what else we're going to go with. I really like the ones that Christian has on. They're like cement and red fours. I wear those a lot.
Okay.
Yes, those. I would say those are my top.
I gotta ask, how did you get into sneakers? Just from being a hooper,
yeah,
or?
Yeah, and I think it's very much New York City culture.
I mean,
as you know, yeah.
Please mention the New York part of it,
that
please.
That is. I mean, I'm trying to take Britton this weekend out here to like what I call like Saran wrap shops.
Okay.
You know, like I don't think he's ever seen like a real Saran wrap shop.
Oh man, please let me know how this experience goes.
I don't know what else to call them. I don't know what y'all call them. I mean, it's a shoe shop, right?
Yeah.
Like and when somebody's like, "What do you mean a shoe shop?" You're like, you know, where they have Saran wrap shoes. Like that's
She's gonna be from New York to understand it.
Yeah. She's gonna be excited till she gets the bill though. Because we're going to walk out of there with a couple of pairs for sure.
Hey, I definitely need to know how that's going to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
So keep me in the loop with that, Brenton.
I got you.
But back when Mufasa Heavy like was a new brand and, you know, they were just starting, Christian gave me like a whole line called Feet Like Coal. And that was like a hashtag that I had used forever. And me and him kind of ran with it because like he loved shoes. And that was kind of like one of my notorieties on social media was that.
I do remember seeing a photo of you doing a rope climb in like sevens.
Yeah,
that's what I was just about to say. You asked about how I met her.
Yeah.
The reason I knew who she was we did a competition in Florida. I was emceeing it and she was obviously competing. And we're out on this like ranch. It was dirt. It was dusty. And she's out there in some 11s, bro, tearing them up. And I'm just sitting there like, who is this girl? What is going on?
Okay, so in all fairness,
that's how you know she's a real sneakerhead.
I used to seek out hand-me-down J's to wear in situations like that. So, like, my shoes that you see me work out in, they were usually, like, $40 shoes that I bought, like, secondhand. Like, somebody had used them, abused them, and they had, like, no life left, or they didn't think they had any life left. They definitely weren't like shoes you were gonna go stunt with, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
They were like work shoes. And so I would take those and I would make them my CrossFit shoes. And so I have this whole like section of shoes that I would never wear just out.
Oh, because I thought you was doing them in the one, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, they're not like fresh out of the box, no.
Okay, all right.
But I love that too because I was like, I got to use somebody's shoes that at one time were fresh out of the box, but now I'm just gonna like exercise in them and why not? You know, like this. My thing was like, I tried the Nanos and I tried all that. And then I remember one day just like throwing on my strength and conditioning shoes from college that I love to condition in and doing a CrossFit workout in them and being like, why aren't I wearing these shoes? Like, this is what I want to wear. Like, why am I not wearing these?
I will say you are a pioneer for that. I started working out on my cement threes because of you, so I just want to let you know that you set the tone.
I'm like, I worked out in these my whole life. Why did I switch this when I started CrossFit? Yeah. So then I switched back. Yeah.
You got a lot of notoriety for that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just want to thank you guys for sitting down and having a conversation with me.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. I love you guys. Have a good one, all right?
Awesome. Your family,
thank you so much.
Bro. You already know.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.